Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, October 28th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Quantumzyme Corp. participated in Enzyme Engineering 13 conference in Denmark. Quantumzyme Corp., a leader in computational enzyme engineering and green chemistry innovation, recently participated in the Enzyme Engineering 13 conference in Denmark. The event, organized by Engineering Conferences International, brought together global experts to discuss advancements in enzyme design, biocatalysis, and synthetic biology. Quantumzyme showcased its innovative enzymatic pathway for producing ibuprofen, demonstrating a commitment to sustainable manufacturing. CEO Naveen Kulkarni highlighted the company's vision for sustainable biocatalytic solutions and engagement with industry leaders. Quantumzyme's QZyme Workbench platform integrates quantum mechanics, AI, and molecular modeling to design next-generation enzymes for industrial applications, solidifying its reputation as a key innovator in green chemistry.
Steadright moving forward with exploration on the copper, lead, zinc, silver, gold, Goundafa mine. Steadright Critical Minerals Inc. is moving forward with exploration on the copper, lead, zinc, silver, gold, Goundafa mine in Morocco. The company is considering drilling companies to confirm high historical values at the site, with conceptual resources up to 6.62 million tons. The exploration will begin in December 2025, focusing on Vein 1 and potential resource estimates. The goal is to confirm historic resources and formulate a 43-101 on the project. Additionally, Steadright is progressing with plans for mining and environmental license applications for the Titan Beach heavy mineral sands in southern Morocco. The company's North Star is to acquire assets for near-term production, with a focus on serving shareholders and hitting goals efficiently.
The Building Texas show spotlights the Charmadillo, an eco-friendly glamping destination in Texas Hill Country. The Building Texas show, hosted by Justin McKenzie, shines a spotlight on the Charmadillo, an eco-friendly glamping destination in Texas Hill Country. Founder Sarah Rothstein shares her vision of creating a regenerative boutique retreat on 44 acres of raw land, blending Texas hospitality with sustainability. Recognized as a top 10 hip camp newcomer in the U.S., the Charmadillo offers a unique experience deeply connected to nature and small-town charm. Join McKenzie in rediscovering the magic of Centerpoint and plan your next hill country escape. Learn more about the Building Texas show on YouTube and book your stay at the Charmadillo for an authentic Texas experience. Charbon announces the official start of civil construction work in Sorel Tracy, in line with the announced schedule. Charbon Corporation has officially started civil construction work in Sorel Tracy, in line with the announced schedule. The work began on October 27, 2025, marking the concrete launch of the construction phase for Charbon's first clean UHP hydrogen production module in Quebec. The project is progressing according to plan, with the delivery of main equipment completed earlier this month. CEO Dave B. Gagnon expressed pride in the project's progress, highlighting the commitment of teams and partners. The start of civil construction work brings Charbon's vision of local decarbonized clean UHP hydrogen production in Quebec to life, with commissioning expected in November.
Claudia Meneses of Avanti Green Eco Cleaning, honored as one of 24 Entrepreneurial Women of Impact 2025 by the Women Presidents Organization, WPO. Claudia Meneses, co-founder and CEO of Avanti Green Eco Cleaning, has been honored as one of the 2025 Entrepreneurial Women of Impact by the Women Presidents Organization. Recognized for combining business success with community impact, Claudia has led Avanti Green's growth in Las Vegas and Henderson markets with eco-friendly cleaning solutions. The company's emphasis on team training, quality assurance, and sustainability has set them apart. Earlier this year, Avanti Green won first prize at the AWS AI Pitch Competition, enabling the development of an AI-powered scheduling system. The company's innovation has been recognized in Nevada's Startup World Cup, showcasing their leadership in sustainability-driven technology. Avanti Green Eco Cleaning continues to make a positive impact in the community through their exceptional and eco-conscious cleaning services.
Renaissance Bioscience named one of Canada's top food technology companies. Renaissance Bioscience Corp. has been named one of Canada's top food technology companies by the Canadian Food Innovation Network. The company was recognized for its innovative yeast-based solutions for the food, beverage, and flavor industries. With a track record of creating non-GMO patented products, Renaissance has been working on projects to improve the flavor of plant-based proteins and develop natural flavors from yeast as clean label substitutes. Dr. John Husnick, Renaissance's CSO and co-CEO, expressed gratitude for the recognition, highlighting the company's commercial achievements and technology expertise. The Canadian Food Innovation Network, a nonprofit organization supporting food tech leaders, entrepreneurs, and researchers, has been instrumental in advancing Renaissance Biosciences' work in food innovation.
Juno Maps named winner of Rise Riverine Community Resilience Challenge 2. Juno Maps, a leading geospatial technology company, has been named a winner of the Rise Riverine Community Resilience Challenge 2. Their smart site plan platform helps local governments prepare for, respond to, and recover from flood events. Juno Maps will pilot smart site plan in multiple Western Virginia municipalities to support data-driven resilience planning. Funded by the Virginia Department of Housing and Community Development, this initiative aims to strengthen long-term recovery and build resilience to freshwater flooding. Rise, a nonprofit resilience innovation hub, supports solutions for flood-prone communities. Learn more about Juno Maps and Rise at junomaps.com and riseresilience.org.
How one book sparked a worldwide consumer movement. International human rights attorney, best-selling author, and activist Shadan Capri is sparking a global consumer movement with her book, The Red Movement. Capri urges consumers to support companies prioritizing people over profits, leading to a worldwide shift in spending habits. Recent campaigns have pressured even powerful brands like Disney. Capri's message is clear. Every purchase is a vote for justice or exploitation. Similar to Obama and Thunberg, her book challenges readers to rethink their values. Capri envisions a world where conscious consumerism is the norm, and her message is resonating globally. Join the movement for social and environmental justice today. Clearwater Solutions pretreatment program sets the industry gold standard. Clearwater Solutions, a nationally recognized provider of water and wastewater management services, is setting the industry gold standard for industrial pretreatment programs. Environmental engineer Adam Bonomo leads efforts to help municipalities and industries meet Clean Water Act standards and protect water resources. By developing and managing permits that define safe wastewater entry into municipal systems, Clearwater ensures compliance with federal, state, and local regulations. Bonomo's work with clients like Sierra Bullets and in Ellijay, Georgia, showcases Clearwater's commitment to environmental compliance and partnership building. With demand for pretreatment professionals on the rise, Clearwater's educational and advisory efforts are expanding. CEO Paul Quintel praises Bonomo's crucial role in advancing the company's pretreatment initiatives, positioning Clearwater as a leader in compliance, collaboration, and innovation within the industry.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.